A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachas Dav Chaf, Menachas 20a, pagination is 39. We'll be focused on a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk says, V'chol korban minchas chaba melech timloch. Every korban mincha shall be salted. And you should not withhold the covenant of salt from your mincha. Al kol korban chatakriv melach, on all of your korbanos you should put salt. And this is the basic concept that a korban, before being put on the mizbeach's fire, would be salted, and there was a mound of salt available for that purpose. The word sashbis is something that we recognize from the word Shabbos. Shabbos means to rest on some level. Whatever type of rest we're referring to, Shabbos we're very active, but we're restful in a certain way, physical creativity. And here also, shashbis means to rest. Velo sashbis, you shall not rest. Meaning, you shall not withhold. You shall not rest from this activity of salting, but rather, you should do it. Let's look at our Gemara. If you see the smaller lines on the top of the Amud, Chaf Amud Aleph, so we're midway of those small lines. In the middle of a line, Lichid Detanya, as we learnt in a Braisa. Ilunem our korban bamelach, if it would just say every korban shall have salt without the word mincha, shomea ani afilu etzem vedam. Listen to what the Gemara is considering. Even wood and blood would have to be salted before they're put on the mizbeach. Shenikru korban, because both wood and dam are referred to as korban, based on psukim. Talmud Loma Mincha. So it says Mincha to tell you that Eitzim and Dam are not going to be included in this requirement of salting. The Gemara debates that a drop, and at the end of the line, two lines later, Talmud Loma Me'al Mincha Secha. It says you shall not withhold the salt from your mincha, v'lo me'al dimcha. But it doesn't say you shouldn't withhold it from your blood. Clearly the consideration here is that maybe wood and blood should require salting, and the Gemara is saying they don't. The Gemara continues, yachalte mincha kula tu'una melach. Maybe the entire mincha shall require salting, even the part that's going to be eaten and not brought on the mizbeach. Talmud lama karban. That's why the pasuk balanced it with the word karban. Karban ta'un melech. The part of the mincha, which is a karban, is going to require salting. Ve'im mincha kula tu'una melech. But the entire mincha does not require salting. And this, going back to the pasuk, is extrapolated from the expression korban minchascha, the korban mincha. The word korban alone might include wood and blood. The word mincha balances that out. The word mincha might include the entire mincha. The word korban balances that out. Let's turn the page, and we're going to find that both wood and blood is worthy of discussion. Again, Amud Aleph simply excluded wood and blood. We're going to see there is an opinion that says that wood does require salting, the covenant of salting. And on the next page, we'll see that blood indeed does not need salting, and we accept the drasha that blood does not. But the Gemara is going to wonder what the consideration was. Now, just to get a drop of background, what's the concept of Beris Melach, the covenant of salt? So salt represents preserving something. It doesn't spoil, it doesn't go bad. And in fact, it's able to preserve other things. It was used to be a common thing that they would salt meat, for example, so that it would be preserved, draw out all of its moisture, and the salting would preserve it and enable it to last for a while for travel, and then later to be made available for consumption. On Amud Beis, five lines down, at the end of a line, Tanya, we learned, Korban melamed shemis nadvim etzim. There's such a thing as a donation of wood. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a specific ritual activity of putting wood on the Mizbeach, but there was also such a thing as misnadvim etzim. People could donate wood. They can make a vow that they're going to bring wood, and that's what they would bring. And the question is going to be, how do we assess that wood? Is that wood like all other wood? You just put it on the Mizbeach? It's like a financial donation? Or is it a carbon in and of itself, which is the opinion of Rebbe? Rebbe Amar, Rebbe said, Eitzim carbon mincha hein. Wood is like a carbon mincha. You process it similar to that flour offering. Utu'unin melach, it's going to require salting. Utu'unin hagasha, you're going to have to bring it close to the mizbeach, just like a mincha. Va'omar Rava ledivri Rebbe tu'un, Eitzim tu'unim kemitza. Rava added, it's going to require kemitza. You're going to have to, like a mincha, take a portion in your fist with the act of kemitza. Rashi, later on, where this comes up on Kufvav Amud Beis 106b, explains that they would make what we would call sawdust so that a kemitza could be done of that wood. The wood needs additional wood because there was wood brought with a carbon to consume the offering. So this eitzim is an offering. So it needs other eitzim, other wood, in order to bring it as a carbon, to burn it. So we see that the concept that Eitzim should not have to be salted, which is the opinion that we saw on Amud Aleph, indeed has a dissenting opinion. Rebbe says that there are going to be cases where Eitzim are processed like a carbon and they need to be salted. Continuing on to the next Amud, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, take a look at the Gemara about 12 lines down. The beginning of a line, Hava amino dam liboi melach. You told me in our original statement that there were two considerations that might need salt, but the pasuk came to tell me that they don't. It has to be similar to a mincha, not just any carbon. Okay, so you talked about wood, so that we found a dissenting opinion. Now let's talk about blood. Hava amina dam liboi melach. You were thinking that blood should require salting because it's being brought to the mizbeach. The pasuk tells you no, blood does not need salting. So in the Talmud, you have to deal not only with the final conclusion, but even with the hava amina, with the things that you were considering legitimate considerations. Asks the Gemara, kevin de malchin nofek limitoras dam. If you were to salt it, then it's no longer blood, and you wouldn't be able to bring it on the Mizbeach. So that would be quite self-defeating, and therefore we would know right away that blood does not need salting, because if you did, it wouldn't be blood, and you wouldn't be able to bring it. The Omar Zeiri, Omar Achanina, Dam Shabishlo, Eina Overalov. For example, blood that's cooked is no longer considered regular blood. It'll be a rabbinic violation to consume it, for example. But it's not regular blood on a biblical level. Rav Yehuda Omar Ze'iri Dam Shemolcho Eina Over Olav. And furthermore, the specific case of salting was addressed also, that it's not considered blood. Rav Yehuda Didei Omar Evarim Shetzalon Vehelon Ein Bahem Beshum L'Reach Nicholach. If you have limbs and you roasted them before you brought them to the Mizbeach, they're not in their natural form, that's not Reach Nicholach, that's not an offering, that's the way it was supposed to be done. It's no longer valid. So what did we mean when we said, maybe the blood has to be salted? Answers the Gemara, Ma'u detema, I would have thought, Mishta ba mashahu lemitzvah. You just throw in a little bit for the mitzvah of salting, to have the covenant of salt. Ba'alma, mitzvah ba'alma, just a quick thing. Kamash malan, that there should be no salt with this blood. There's no reason for it. It's not included in the salting requirement. But the Gemara does draw a distinction between how much you would salt it. Just a drop does not take it out of the status of blood. It's a bit reminiscent of the halachas of something in laws of kashrus that's eino necho machmas molcho. It has a status of salted because it's so salty you can't eat it. So sometimes people ask, salt as an ingredient. Salt as an ingredient is not eino necho machmas molcho. It has to be that it's salted to a significant degree, and perhaps over here even a lesser degree would stop it from being blood. But again, the same distinction, just because salt came in contact doesn't mean it's no longer blood, but if there was any significant salt presence, it would no longer be blood. The hafamina, what we thought that blood should be applied, was in a very minuscule amount. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.